Now, I want you to open your eyes. You do that for me, young man. Yes, that's good. Now, can you tell me what your name is?
Doctor.
Yes, that's right. I'm a doctor.
Oh, I am.
Oh, dear. You are a bit confused, aren't you, my boy? Well, that's not really surprising. You've had a bit of a bump on the head.
Where am I?
It's all right. You're quite safe. You're at number 13 General Hospital. Now, can you follow my finger with your eyes and tell me what your name is?
It's a doctor.
Yes, I said I'm a doctor. My name is Colonel Evans. Who are you?
Oh, blimey, this could go on all night. Look, call me Dr. John Smith, and that helps move things along. Also, I'm not feeling giddy, I've no dimness of vision, but the feeling thinks there's no fracture or swelling, and the bandage you put on my head is too tight and is ruining my hair. Also, his pillow is too lumpy.
Oh, I see, you actually are a doctor then.
Yes, that's right. But I'm not sure how I came to be here, though.
Well, a German shell landed near you. You were very lucky. One of our ambulance carts was passing when the thing came down. Saw you get knocked out by the explosion, loaded you up and brought you here. Thankfully, we've been clearing the wards for the next push, so you've had the full attention of Sister Coxwell here.
You've been looking after me?
That's right.
Oh, well, thanks very much.
I don't suppose you'd mind telling me what you were doing near Breckord Woods. Everyone knows the Germans use it as a ranging site for their guns. Bally lethal place to go wandering around.
It was where the TARDIS, where my transport dropped me off. Have you seen me, by the way? Big blue box with windows?
Sister?
I believe something like that was brought in by the orderlies. It's with the quartermaster now. Don't worry, Dr. Smith, it's quite safe.
Right, good.
Now, you said you were a doctor. Are you the chap from the War Department? Hear about our little mystery?
Yeah. Go on then, if you like.
I see, and you have some identification?
I do indeed! Nurse, you reach into my coat pocket there, you'll find my wallet.
Ah, yes, here it is. But there's nothing to say who you are. Just a few doodles of cats and the word bad wolf written over and over again.
What? Show me. Dr. Evans, could you take a look at my credentials?
Yes, all seem in order. Dr. John Smith, Special Investigator attached to the War Department. Oh, there's even a letter from... Golly, Lord Kitchener himself, by way of introduction. Well, I mean, this all seems very much in order, Dr. Smith.
Yeah, I thought it would be. Now, what's all this about a mystery?
Well, all in good time, Doctor. I'd like you to take some rest. You may be feeling fine, but head injuries can be odd things. Have a nap and some sweet tea, and we'll talk again later, all right?
Right, yes, okay. One more thing, though. Is there anything unusual about me in my notes or on my chart?
No, nothing. All fighting fit, really, but don't want you walking about after that whack on the head. Take it easy. I'll call in later. Sister Coxwell will see to anything else you need. So, stay put. And cheerio for now.
Bye, cheerio. So, Sister Coxwell, do you have a first name?
Oh, it's Claire.
Well, Claire, where do you study nursing then?
Oh, you know, here and there.
Is that right?
Yes.
Only I'm afraid I don't believe you.
What? Whether or not?
Well, you're dressed about 3 inches too short, you can only bite your nails, but you hardly see me for a nurse. The psychic paper I used as credentials didn't fool you for a second. And I presume when I was brought in, you took my pulse and listened to my heart?
Well, yes.
And when you heard a dual heartbeat, you didn't scream the place down or even think to raise it with the colonel. Hence, it's not noted on my charts. Whoever you are, you're used to dealing with strange things. Let me guess. Torchwood.
No, I'm Sister Claire Coxwell.
Torchwood.
No, I...
Torchwood!
All right, please keep your voice down.
Ha! Knew it! Torchwood agent. So what are Torchwood doing here?
Now, that's classified.
Okay, if you don't want to help, I'll just have to tell the Colonel everything.
He'd never believe you. Torchwood are a secret organisation. He'd never believe that it even existed. Besides, I'm a woman. Even if he bought the idea that something like Torchwood were around, he'd never believe a woman could work as one of their agents.
True. That's why I tell him that you tried to kiss me. Ah, the scandal! I think you'll be on the first boat at home. We'll spend the rest of the war boarding bandages. Either way, it'd be very hard for you to do any investigating. Which is why I assume you're here.
You wouldn't.
I'd rather not. So why don't you tell me why you're really here?
Oh, very well. 3 days ago, we intercepted a telegram from this hospital. Apparently, a dead soldier had been brought in. He'd not stopped when he'd been challenged by a nervous sentry. The sentry had fired and the man had died.
I see. That's hardly unusual. People who've been shot tend to die.
Well, obviously. However, according to the sentry, it took 10 bullets to do the job.
I see.
Yes, apparently the man just kept walking towards him.
No, well, I agree, it's odd. But is it really enough for Torchwood to get involved?
We have a watching brief to investigate any instances of unusual deaths, particularly if Cardiff is involved.
And is Cardiff involved?
Apparently that's where the soldier was from. When the telegram came through that a soldier from Cardiff had died in unusual circumstances, even in Belgium, even in wartime, Torchwood needed to look into it. So they sent me.
Just you?
I'm more than qualified. Besides, there is a war on, you know.
Short staffed, eh?
Everyone else was in the Dardanelles, looking into the disappearance of a company of soldiers in a mysterious fog. I was the newest of the team, so I got left behind to mind the store.
Till the telegram appeared.
Yes, so I packed a bag, brought a uniform, forged some orders and made my way here.
What have you found out?
Well, nothing yet. I only arrived this morning and then you were brought in. Thankfully, the hospital has been cleared of patients because of the push coming up, so I was able to keep an eye on you. To be honest, I thought that a man with two hearts suddenly appearing in the area might have something to do with it.
I see. So then, are you really a nurse?
Well, no.
And how long have you been with Torchwood?
6 weeks.
And have you worked on any cases before?
Well, not as such, but I've read the files.
So, in short, you're unqualified and inexperienced.
Well...
But plucky and enthusiastic.
Completely.
Right, well, I suppose I could use you to watch the door while I look into this little mystery.
I say, look here.
I assume if they thought to send a telegram out the instant, they won't have buried the body yet. You found out where it's been kept.
Well, of course I found that out. There's a mortuary near the quartermaster's store. It's only used for senior officers. Sometimes if a general or something is killed, then they have to be stored for a proper burial. The rank and file just get a quick ceremony and a wooden cross.
Well, that's our good luck. Come on, let's go and take a look, shall we?
Doctor?
What?
You should probably put some clothes on first.
Oh. Hello! Anyone here?
I'm Creed.
Are you the mortician?
Base Quartermaster Sergeant. Looking after the mortuary is one of my jobs. Can I help you?
I'm Dr. John Smith, attached to the War Department. My identification? This is, actually, what is your real name?
Teresa Donovan.
Oh, lovely name. This is Sister Donovan. She's going to be assisting me.
Oh, I see, sir. I had been expecting someone. I assume you're here to look at Private Williams.
Well, in a minute. I'm told you've taken charge of my personal effects. Big blue box thingy, quite large, quite heavy. Police box written on it in white letters.
I do indeed, sir. Bit big for the normal store of patients' personal items, so I locked it up in the gas store. Only place I could fit it, but don't worry, it's quite safe.
Oh, that's a relief.
Indeed, sir. Now, would you like to see the body?
If we could.
He's over here, sir. We packed the body in ice to keep it fresh, but, well, as you can see...
Oh, dear. Teresa, are you all right?
Yes. I'm sorry. I wasn't expecting...
No, he's not as fresh as I was expecting either.
Well, it's most odd, sir. I mean, he was killed 3 days ago, but by the state of the body, it looks like he's...
He's been dead for weeks. At least.
Well, indeed, sir. He's not that fresh anymore. Usually, I would expect this in someone who's been dead for, well, at least a month.
Have you examined yourself, Mr. Creed?
No, I'm not actually a mortician, as I said, but... bodies are army property and need storing as much as any blanket, mess tin or rifle. But I was here when the colonel did.
And I assume the colonel noted the marks on the neck?
He did, sir. Now, the whole thing was most unusual. I believe that's why the colonel ordered the storage of the body and a telegram to be sent to the War Department.
What do you mean about the marks on his neck?
Just a moment. Mr. Creed, you have his uniform, his clothes.
On this table here, sir. Uniform, identity discs, wallet, cigarettes, watch and pass. That's all he had on him.
Uniform looks very clean for a man who's been shot 10 times, don't you think?
I do, sir. As you can see, the bullets hit him in the chest, leg, stomach and... I'm sorry, miss.
It's all right. Please go on.
Well, well, he was hit everywhere, sir. At least 2 shots in the head and the rest spread about all over the body.
Very little blood. Virtually none, in fact.
So what does all of that mean?
I mean that this man died from a broken neck. The lack of blood around the bullet wounds note very clearly they had little or no circulating bodily fluids when the bullets hit him. I doubt they did anything other than make the corpse untenable to whatever.
A broken neck? But he was shot by a sentry. We were told nothing about anything else.
But the marks are unmistakable. This man died of a broken neck considerably longer than 3 days ago.
So how could he have been walking about? I mean, forgive me, sir, but that's frankly ridiculous.
Isn't it? I think I may have to speak to this sentry. What was his name?
Corporal Burt, sir. 1st Royal Westshires. They helped guard the hospital.
Excellent! Now take the personal effects. I'd like to look them over in slightly warmer surroundings.
Well, of course, sir, as long as you sign for them. It's all about paperwork, is quartermastering.
Of course. And have you any idea where I might find the good Corporal Burt?
It says here that the dead man was a Private James Williams, Royal Engineers. He was 24 from Cardiff. See, told you. He was attached to No. 3 Transport Company in Cardiff.
So, what was he doing here?
Doesn't say. The pass was for a delivery of items to the base quartermaster.
Does he look genuine?
Seems to. So if his pass was in order, why not stop when the sentry told him to? Why not just show it and get on with his job?
I have no idea. Here! Look, this is where Mr. Cobb told us Corporal Burt's billet is. Wait here a moment. Hello! I'm looking for Corporal Burt.
That's me, sir.
I'm Dr. Smith, War Department. Might we have a word outside?
Of course, sir. Oh. Oh, good evening, miss.
Good evening.
I assume you know why we're here.
Yes. I guess it's about the bloke I've shot. I've been expecting a visit, sir. I've just spoken to the RMPs. They seem satisfied that I've done nothing wrong. I'm just sorry it's happened.
As am I, Corporal, but you have no need to worry. Just tell me what happened 3 days ago.
In front of the lady?
Oh, it's all right. She's a spy, so she made a pretty stirred stuff.
What?
Dr. Smith has a slightly eccentric sense of humour. Please don't worry on my account, just say what you need to.
Oh, well. Okay. I was on duty at the gate. It's near the QMs. We'd had a few deliveries, but things were pretty quiet. It was about 2 a.m. I don't know for certain. I hear this noise. I pull my rifle out. I challenge him. I said, "Who goes?" There was no answer, so I shouted again. Nothing. I see him. He was wearing a British uniform, just walking towards me. He kept coming. I kept shouting, and he just keeps coming. To start off with, I thought he didn't know the password. Sometimes you see some of the artillery blokes. They're a bit deaf on account of the guns blasting away all day. So, I walk forward and tell him. I said he couldn't come this way. He just keeps walking forwards. And then he gets right up to me and then he tries to grab me. I step back. I didn't know what to do. He just keeps coming, so I pointed my rifle at him and he just wouldn't stop.
So you fired?
I did. I mean, he was in British uniform, but we'd been told to keep an eye out for spies. So I thought.
Then what happened?
Well, I must have missed him. He didn't even slow down. I fired again, and this time I got him in the chest. But he still kept walking towards me. So I fired again, and again, and again. He just wouldn't go down. The last one, the last bullet I had, I shot him in the head. It's only then that he staggered. And then he fell.
It must have been dreadful. What did you do then?
I called out the guard. I rang the bell on the side of the guardroom.
I see. So you left the gate unattended?
Only for a moment, but...
But what? You won't get into trouble, Corporal. What else happened? Something you didn't tell the military police, army band?
Well, I'm not sure, but...
But what?
Well, I think a cart went through the gate, sir. I mean, it was a British cart. There was a Tommy at the reins and all that. I know I shouldn't have left the gate. I just didn't know what to do. I just shot someone in the face.
It's all right, Corporal. I don't think you had a choice.
There's just one more thing, sir. I didn't want to say before because... Well, I thought you'd think I was off me nut.
Oh, I never think that.
It was this bloke's face, sir. It wasn't right. It was glowing. As he walked towards me, his face, it was like it was on fire. His face, it was on fire, sir. It was on fire.
Are you sure we won't be disturbed in here?
It's a linen cupboard. It should be pretty quiet at this time of night.
Right! Let's get his lantern lit and see what we have.
Here are all of Private Williams's papers and things. You seem to know more than you're saying.
Well, as a tortured agent, you're bound to get involved with something genuinely alien at some time or another. So, I think Private Williams was killed back in Cardiff. When he died, his body was taken over by one of the only creatures in the universe that can reanimate corpses. They're called the Gelf. They can temporarily survive in gas, but in order to live and properly exist, they need bodies. Corpses are perfect. I think Private Williams was killed, his body taken over, and then for some reason he came here. There must be a clue in his papers as to why.
But if they can, well, make the dead come alive, how come Corporal Burt was able to kill him? Again, I mean.
Well, 10 bullets probably made the corpse untenable. Too many holes, too many damage to keep it on his feet, even for a girl.
But if some alien went to all the trouble of murdering Private Williams in Cardiff, why then just have him shot by a sentry in Belgium? It just doesn't make sense. It's pointless.
What if Private Williams was just a decoy? Something to keep the sentry occupied while something else came through the gates?
Bert said a cart had gone through while he was calling out the guard.
Exactly! It was a car. Williams wasn't alone. And here, yes! His parcel and orders. The parcels for a delivery of items to the base quartermaster, and they made out to two soldiers, Private Williams and Private Cassidy!
And Private Cassidy was also dead. And taken over by these Gelf things?
Yep, I think so.
So while Williams was keeping the sentry occupied, Cassidy was able to gain entry to the camp in the cart.
Exactly. They probably don't want the cart examined. There must be something in it that they need to get to the camp. But what could that possibly be?
We need to find Private Cassidy.
We need to find that cart! I think we should go and see our friend the quartermaster again. Here we are! Base quartermaster's department. The light's still on. Open all hours, eh? Mr. Cray, are you there?
Indeed, sir. QM's department's always open for business to those who have chits, orders and triplicate paperwork.
Well, I haven't got any of that stuff, but I do have questions. Does the name Cassidy mean anything to you?
Not a thing, sir.
All right, the night of the shooting, did you take any deliveries of cart, for example?
Well, now you come to mention it, there was a cart. One moment, let me see. Yes, bloody thing just turned up, no paperwork, no sign of a driver, just a consignment of items left outside the stores. Hang on. I mean, it was late, but let me tell you, if I ever found a soldier who treated His Majesty's kit and equipment in such a slipshod manner, I'd have his hide swallowed. Idle! That's what it is.
Well, quite. May I ask what the consignment was?
I have the paperwork here, yes, sir. From Base Depot in Cardiff, 25 canisters of White Star. That's another thing, that stuff is dangerous. Needs trained men to handle it. You can't just leave it lying about in a cart and go for a cup of tea. It's totally bloody irresponsible. It's a court-martial matter, in fact.
White Star? Oh my God!
So am I missing something? What exactly is White Star?
It's gas.
Gas?
It's poison gas. Doctor, you said that these aliens lived in...
They do.
So the reason that they came all the way here from Cardiff was to deliver poison gas?
And with it, literally thousands of Gelthor hidden in the gas cylinders.
But why?
You said it yourself, there's a big push coming. I bet they're planning to use gas before the soldiers go to the top. All that gas rolling across no man's land and taking with it all those girls.
I still don't see why.
Because all over no man's land there are corpses. Hundreds of them. Thousands even. The girls animate the bodies and they have an army at the time. It takes for the wind to blow the gas onto a dead body. Then they rise up and head for the trenches. They start killing and killing. Germans, British, anyone that they can get hold of, and still their army grows. Before nightfall on the first day of your big push, the Guelph could have enough of an army to march over the entire front. And with every death, another joins their ranks and marches along with them.
Mr. Creed, you said there were 25 canisters. Where are they now?
Just check the paperwork, miss. Yeah, they were stored in the gas store across the other side of camp. Sections 3 to 18. I booked them in myself.
Can we see them?
Well, I...
Need to remind you I'm from the War Department, and I have to tell you I have reason to believe that enemy agents may have tampered with your gas.
Well, if that's the case, it's along that way, sir. Just let me get the keys, I'll be with you in a jiffy.
No need, I've got my own counter-razor. Come on, Sister Donovan, I thought you were supposed to be plucky!
I'm running in uncomfortable shoes and three layers of petticoats. Nurses uniformed are for smartness and propriety, not for running across an army camp in the middle of the night.
Here we are! Gas doors! No admittance to unauthorised personnel, etc. The door's open. Looks like it's been forced. Well, let's not look a gift horse in the mouth. That would at least say sections 3 to 18, was it? Oh dear.
Doctor, who is that?
The mysterious Private Cassidy, I presume.
His face... it's glowing.
He must have hidden here to make sure no one tampered with the canisters.
I'm coming to fear. The Gelf will live. The Gelf will march. You will march with us.
Don't let him touch you! He may be a corpse. He's incredibly strong.
Doctor, he's trying to strangle you. What's wrong with him? Doctor! Are you all right, Doctor?
You've got a gun.
Well, of course I have. I'm a Torchwood agent. And it's amazing what you can hide in these petticoats.
Right. Well, put it away, will you? And no shooting anyone else, right?
Well, I used up all of my ammunition on him. I take it this is Private Cassidy. He was exactly how Corporal Burt described Private Williams, the glowing face. And it was like he was immune to bullets.
He was guarding the gas. I think he'd have killed anyone who came near the canisters.
Is he dead?
Yes, but don't worry. Just like Williams, he was killed weeks ago and not by you.
Are you all right, Doctor?
Oh, just bruised and terrified. All in a day's work. Ha! It's the TARDIS! Well, there's a bit of luck. Now, where were those canisters?
You said that word before. What's a TARDIS anyway? That thing is just a big box.
A bit complicated. Probably best to focus on one thing at a time. How about we do the potentially world-threatening crisis first?
Yeah. Here we are. I've got the keys here. What the hell has been going on here?
We've just been attacked by this chap. He was one of the enemy agents I was telling you about.
He's broken my door.
You said the new canisters were in sections 3 to 18.
Yes, sir. Right up there. Far end. Paperwork doesn't lie.
Right. Yes, here we are. 1, 2, 4, 8, 12, 24, 25. All of them. All here. Do you know, Sergeant Creed, this might be the first time in all my travels that army bureaucracy has helped save the world. Let's have a look at this canister here. Oh, it's almost vibrating with ripped energy! Every canister filled to the brim with Gelf carrying poison death.
So, what do we do with them? Do we blow them up or something?
No. No, I won't do that. Firstly, you can't be sure that would do the trick, but more importantly, it'd be mass murder. The Gelf are warlike and murderous, but I can't just wipe them out while they're helpless in there. Give me a moment, I need to think. You see, what I can't figure out is how they picked soldiers who would have access to the right documents to transport the gas canisters all the way from Cardiff to Belgium. Last time I came across the Gelf was in 1869. They used a young girl who'd been living on the rift for most of her life as a conduit. There are only a handful of them until they tricked me into opening the rift and letting more of them through. This time they have an actual plan. They can't have just got lucky with Williams and Cassidy. They must have had some kind of help, and for more than an animated corpse.
They did.
What?
They did have someone to help. I helped them. Right. Both of you, get away from those canisters. You, Nursey, drop that gun on the floor and kick it away. Now close the door. I don't want us to be disturbed.
The only person who can guarantee the paperwork to get the gas here and then be able to move it out to points all over the front line without anyone raising an eyebrow.
Oh, it's a bit late to be clever, isn't it?
Well, not really. I usually leave it until just before someone pulls a gun out and points it at me.
So how come you two know so much about the Gelf?
Because I met them before. That time they lied to me to get me to help them. I'd imagine they lied to you too.
They offered me more money and power than I could possibly imagine.
I'm sure they did. What I don't understand is how they made contact with you in the first place.
Oh, I went to a medium in Cardiff. I was about to head off to the war, so I decided to see what my future held. I went to this old woman in a dark little house down some back alley. I was expecting a few flickering candles and a load of old soap. But instead, everything went mad. And the Gelf, well, they leapt out of her lights. Spoke through her own mouth. They were beautiful, and they promised me the world.
And so you helped them find soldiers who could escort the gas all the way from Cardiff. I assume you murdered them first.
Easier that way. And for what the Gelf promised, I'd kill as many people as it took. I even did for the old woman once the Gelf had transferred to the canisters. Funny. For all her so-called second sight, she didn't see me coming, did she?
You really are vile, aren't you? I mean, at first I thought you might be misguided or even a bit stupid, but you're actually astonishingly callous!
Not really relevant now, is it? I'm about to execute two spies who infiltrated the hospital, murdered Private Cassidy out there, and tried to sabotage the gas store. I might even get a medal for shooting you. That's quite funny, too. And then tomorrow, I send the canisters of White Star to every British sector on the front. By midnight, I could have my own army. Not bad for a humble quartermaster sergeant.
Look, I'm just a nurse. I don't understand any of this. Why don't you let me go and...
Oh, do me a favour, love. Your skirt's far too short, and since when did army nurses carry guns?
Oh, okay.
Worth a try.
I thought so.
Enough talk. Get over by that wall. I don't want a bullet going stray and hitting something dangerous. I could get hurt. And I've got such plans for my future.
Any ideas?
Thinking.
Think quicker.
Trying.
Everyone, stand still. Who's there?
Ah, Corporal. I was just...
Over here, Corporal!
Blimey. Dr. Smith. Miss, what's going on here? Miss, did you just flatten the quartermaster with that thing?
Yes, I jolly well did. He was about to murder us.
It's true, he was. Wait a minute, what is that thing?
It's a cudgel. Well, a truncheon with a lump of lead at the end.
Where the hell did that come from?
I had it hidden in my petticoats.
How many weapons have you got in there?
Just the gun, the cudgel, and, well, a grenade.
A grenade?!
Just the one. Better to have something and not need it than need it and not have it, don't you think?
Corporal Burke, thank you very much for the distraction. You certainly saved our lives.
Look, what's going on here? We heard shots, and there's a body outside.
Well, long story short, Sergeant Green's a self-confessed murderer and a pretty awful person. If you could take him away and lock him up before he comes round, and while I set about fixing the frankly dreadful and horrific plan he had to enslave humanity, that'd just be lovely.
It's true. He was responsible for the deaths of two soldiers and a civilian in Cardiff.
What? Blimey.
That'll be a good chap and guard the door. Nobody comes in, understood?
Yes, sir. Come on, lads. Help me with the sergeant over here.
So, what are we going to do with the canisters he, sabotaged?
I've had a brilliant idea. Have you heard of Solaris in the Detrodine galaxy?
The what from where?
Never mind, it's a planet on the west fringe of the galaxy and about as far out as it's possible to be and still actually exist. It's where a race called the Hyalathi buried their dead from a great plague. It's remote, it's ugly, and even the colour's horrible. If the Gelf want to run around in other people's dead bodies, I can't think of a better place for them to do it without bothering the rest of the universe. I'll just load the canisters into, my box here.
Can I help?
Best not. This has already been a pretty confusing day for you. I think my, box will only make things worse. Just step back a bit, will you?
So you're going to an alien planet? I mean, how? Who are you anyway? I'm still terribly confused. Look, this is my first case. I'm not really sure what I should do now.
Well, if I were you, I'd send a telegram to your friends in the Dardanelles. Get them back to Cardiff, get them closed off the house where Mr. Creed here messaged medium. That'll also help you put the case against Mr. Creed here to the proper authorities in a way that won't make you sound insane.
Right, of course. Very well.
They will also, I hope, congratulate you on a job well done. Saving the world and bringing a murderer to justice. Not bad for a first effort.
Well, I...
And one more thing. A few miles from here, there are thousands of men and boys learning firsthand the war is not a big fun adventure. If you want my opinion, neither is working for Torchwood. There's a lot a plucky and enthusiastic young lady can do in this world. Just bear in mind, it doesn't all need to be dangerous.
Oh, I quite enjoyed the danger. And who else can say that they were a spy who saved the world?
I wouldn't say a thing if I were you. It tends to attract attention. Right, that's all of them. Now, speaking of attracting attention, you might just want to forget about what you're about to see.
What do you mean?
Well, it's probably better if I showed you.
Show me what?
Watch and be amazed. Goodbye, goodbye, wipe a tear, baby dear, from your eye.
Good gracious. Doctor? Doctor? Well, isn't that just like a man?